Soon into your inexorable ascent it takes a turn. One phase worn to frailty, your short rush up fallen into downward spilling, softest violet deliria. Not such a stretch towards fear here, a formidable one. Just don't count the breaths that seem to come few and far between. Only trust in the warmth. Everything smooth, even the memory of pain hazy as a dream woken out of. Love molecules mingle in your bloodstream. Film fogs over colors, an agreeable dullness stirring sensual atop your skin. You feel a heart set in your hateful insides, now open and gently cracking ardorous energy out to mixture, coagulating and spreading universal a treacly and dirt-thick peace. Later, you find yourself in the secret city beneath the earth. Its mirror projections, inverted shapes, skyscrapers, just funny now, just lame. Fragments of glass and bent metal everywhere. You wander around, approaching certain corners, shot through with alarm at the certainty that around it you'll find another of yourselves, so turning and going the other way. You continue on for a while, dodging, dancing around shadows and iterations. Place so full of them, and you find a clearing and a platform. Hold on, shouts your mother Frances as she comes up behind. Here, your age and decently pretty, and you grab her hand. You run for the square, climb stairs and board a train, eking an entrance through its closing doors, and stand proud, catching your breath. In the first car, where you can peek out the front window, thrill to disappearing track, signaling sudden drops up ahead. Set yourself resolute against the toss of sharp turns. Sure hope we made it in time, Francis, indicating it's not over. Points in the meantime at the sights, now just ruins in the way so easily foreseen by anyone trapped in its bustle. The inescapable future wherein it's abandoned, relegated to the other, become a mass grave. Apartment complexes and flashy restaurants, storefronts and loft spaces, open bar with death-strewn casual, shrugged off lands hardened from warning, from cramping, from malevolent human intent. And Frances herself, a vision caught in time, young and yet reflected off surfaces, shot forth in senescence, an older parallel counterpart. Those wages of guilt cut in the urbanized earth are cut too in some layer of her, the whole deadened some by exposures and subjections, and her face so busily layered by addenda and memory that to even make out an expression is inconceivable. Though you're hard-pressed to ignore this suggestion of sly, you feel close at hand. Here we are, and you step off onto a station so packed, so crowded with bodies that it's immediately clear here's where all the survivors went. Safe haven with refugees gathered in retreat. The collapsing society outside assured of reaching soon enough, but no matter to these herded citizens who have given up and are only here to mill around in tears saying their goodbyes. By now regressed into early childhood, you urge your mother on. Can't stay here, I mean look around. But you are met with unreadable silence and a look around, a nod, a thought this might be just the place. Frances effortlessly lifts you and moves ahead where this delegation lined up to meet her. Venturing a glance, you can see these exiles are done for, already dead and halfway putrescent. Nothing left in them but brittly weighted matter. Hair swells and speaking steel protective weathering in this discovery's wake. You see only Francis's determination, and you grasp the meaning of all this. You're an offering. Her splintered hands out to the gift, Francis complies, hands you over without the merest flinch of hesitancy and turns away, while her daughter in the passing attends. Immediately their fingers plunge through the boiling and boiling flesh, vulnerable and unresistant to their earthly advance. You, in the arms of the skeletons, become one. See your mother lead you to it and escape while you hang sacrificial, altar born in the fields of carnage, the torture garden, daylight. I see feathery dangles overhead by the moon, dancing like a piercing angel above the ground.